What was the worst job you ever had?
Well, the worst job I ever had was getting snails out of Kirk Douglas's nose.
Oh, Christ, that was a terrible job. I turned that down because I thought, I'm not going to take that on because there's too many snails up his nose.
He worked in the Jardin des Gourmands.
Oh, I remember that,
and the snails, I've never seen anything like it. They used to flock up his nose.
Well, a big flock of snails up his nose. I heard about that through, you know, Luella Parsons.
And, of course, they used to knock up Flo's as well.
Yeah, well, Flo's nose was well known in those days, wasn't it?
Of course, it was well known. But my job was to retrieve those snails. They were buggers.
Oh, must have been diabolical for you.
It was.
Thank God I turned that down.
It was worse for Kirk, mind you.
Well, Kirk is a very sensitive human individual, thing.
Thing, yeah.
No, I wouldn't say cunt, because, let's face it, Kirk, you know, although small, has done a lot for the motion picture industry. He has appeared once or twice.
Yeah, right.
Which is very good, you know.
Let's not knock
Kirk.
No, all right then.
Oh, let's knock him.
All right then, yeah.
Fucking cunt Kirk.
You cunt Kirk.
You cunt Kirk, you fucking midget. You don't know anything, do you, with your blue eyes? Just because you appeared in the Vikings, think you can go around swanning around the world, don't you? Well, you fucking can't, cunt. Fuck off.
You think we've knocked him enough yet?
No, I don't think so. He's a cunt, Kirk.
I actually know that some...
But I'll tell you one thing Tony Newley said to me.
What was that?
Who are you?
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that. And I thought it made Tony Newley a wonderful human being.
I'll tell you the other day, some bloke came up to me.
What, Tony Newley?
No. I don't know who it was. And he said, you come.
Yeah.
I said, what? He said, you come.
Yeah, and you replied, you fucking
I said,
cunt.
No, well, not straight away. I said, you come.
Yeah,
I said,
yeah, no. Yeah.
And then
what
he
did
said,
he come back with?
He come back, he said, you fucking cunt.
You're joking. He said, you fucking cunt.
He said, you call me a cunt, you fucking cunt. I said, you fucking cunt.
I should hope so. You fucking cunt.
I said, you fucking come here and call me a fucking cunt.
I should say so.
I said, you cunt. I said, you fucking cunt. I said, who are you fucking calling cunt, cunt?
Yeah, what did he say, cunt?
He said, you fucking cunt.
Well, you fucking cunt. Who are you to say to him that he was a fucking cunt?
Oh, what do you fucking think, mate? I'm fucking defending my fucking self.
Well, no, he come up to you, call you cunt. That's fair enough. Or he said, you fucking cunt. And you said back to him, you fucking cunt.
Well,
what do you expect him to say back, apart from you fucking stupid fucking cunt?
Well, I don't expect nothing, do I? But
no.
The cunt come back with you fucking cunt, cunt.
Oh,
I said,
Christ.
You cunt. I said, you calling me a fucking cunt, fucking... I said, you fucking cunt.
Jesus Christ,
I said, you fucking cunt.
Yeah.
I said like that.
Yeah, you said it like that to him.
Yeah.
Or was he gone by then?
No, he fucking hit me.
Hit you?
Yeah,
did he?
Fucking cunt.
Killed you dead, did he?
No, he fucking hit me.
Yeah, well, you can't blame him, can you?
I said, you rotter.
Yeah.
And he went off.
Did he?
And he said, you cunt again.
Well, it's the only way to deal with him,
isn't it? Yeah, well, I showed him, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you had to, didn't you? You had to stand up for what you stood for, didn't you? I mean, the only time I remember a similar occasion was I was at Spurs, Tottenham Hotspurs.
Yeah.
I was watching a game against Arsenal. And this bloke come up to me and said, hello.
Oh, no.
And I thought, Christ.
Yeah.
You know, this bloke come up to me and says, hello.
Provocative fucker.
Fucking provocative.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean, hello? And you know what he came back with?
Yeah.
He said, I just meant, hello. I said, oh, I can suss you out for a start.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, get this in the bollocks for a start. So I kicked him right in the balls. He fell to the floor. As he fell to the floor, he said, ugh. I said, don't you me, mate.
Like he comes in with hello and then goes out with ugh.
Yeah, I said, don't you me, mate. And I kicked his fucking teeth in.
Yeah.
Then he went, ah. And I said, fucking hell.
I said, this is fucking too much.
Don't you fucking ugh me.
Yeah.
And I really kicked his ear in, you know.
Yeah.
Bunged him right in the ear with the left boot.
Yeah.
And you know, he still had the audacity to come out with, I'm dying. Well, what could I say to that? I just walked away. I left the situation. I wasn't going to be, you know, put upon in that
you
way.
You weren't going to be dictated to, were you?
Well, no, why should I be dictated
exactly.
to?
No.
By some cunt who says, look.
Yeah, proceeding with hello.
Yeah, hello was the worst thing. That's what got me going.
Yeah, what cunt?
What cunt, eh?